Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Good morning. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. I'm Bishop Hutchinson. I'm blessed and privileged and highly favored to have this opportunity to come and speak life to you today. We're continuing with our series of studies for 2016, dealing with a series on success, and we're going to be continuing that series today with a lesson entitled Embracing Success. Yes, we're going to talk about what it means to possess the promises of God. Last week, we talked about being able to remember and to recognize the blessings of God, but now we're going to talk about taking possession of the promises of God, and that means that we must embrace these promises, and we're going to talk about what that means to embrace the promises of God, that we must accept them. If someone offers you a gift, it's only your gift once you accept it. You also must be willing to support whatever it is God is calling you to do. And then thirdly, you must do it enthusiastically. You must do it eagerly. You must show great interest in what God has called you to do, to act in obedience. So we're so excited to have this time to come before you again today, saints. Go ahead and get your Bible, paper, and pencils so that you'll be prepared to take notes and study along with us. As you always are familiar with, if you listen to this broadcast, we want you to be able to search the scriptures to see whether the things that we say are so or not. So do take the time to do that. And while you're preparing your study materials, let me give you a few of our announcements. We're so blessed and privileged to see the kingdom established and expanded through our ambassadors ministerial fellowship. We recently reached out to a new network training center directors in Norway, as well as Minnesota and Oregon. And so we're looking forward to continuing to impact, impart, and empower saints all over the world through our Mobilizing Believers training program. So if you want to contact us, find out how you can be a part of that program, our number is 678-278-9622, or you can visit our main website, which is Amazing Grace Ministries, www.agministries.net. Praise the Lord. And so, saints, welcome to today's broadcast, all of the members of the Royal Priesthood as a part of Christ Universal Church. I continue to speak to you that we are royalty, living life abundantly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So again, saints, today's lesson will be a continuation of our series on success entitled Embracing Success. And we're going to be using as a study text for today's lesson, Joshua chapter 4. So if you'd like to follow along with us, you can take a look or make note of Joshua chapter 4 that you can read along with us, or you can meditate upon it following the broadcast. Thank you, Jesus. Now, of course, as I mentioned to you, that this is a series of studies. This is really the fourth part of this series. We started with a series at the end of December, talking about a new direction, the pinnacle of success. Our second part of this series was called Journey to Success or Journey Towards Success. Last week, we talked about receiving the promises of God. And so this week, we're talking about embracing success or possessing the promises of God. So I pray that you've been blessed. I'm so overwhelmed by the amount of responses we're getting from those who are listening to us, our partners who are being blessed by this broadcast. And we thank each and every one of you for your continual prayer and support of this ministry. Praise the Lord. Someone say with me, embracing success. Hallelujah. And as I mentioned to you earlier, that you cannot embrace success if you're not ready to accept success. You're not going to accept success unless you support the ideas that God has spoken to you or support the instructions that God is giving you. And you will not support them if you're not eager in anticipating the reward that God has for you. You must have an intense interest, an eager enjoyment in obeying the word of God. Hallelujah. This is why one of the psalmists says that the joy of the Lord is his strength. And I'm here to tell you, thanks to God, that if you can get in line with what we've been covering over these last few weeks and also what we'll be continuing today, you'll find yourself on the path to good success and without even realizing it. So pay attention to this week's lesson for us. Let's go ahead and now take a look at Joshua chapter 4, and I'll read verses 1 through 3 tonight, today, and then we'll get a word of prayer. Here we are, Joshua chapter 4, verse 1, it reads, "When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, 'Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, right from where the priests were standing, and carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight.'" Let us pray, saints of God. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for your dominion, your power, your majesty, splendor, and honor, and wealth, and riches belong to you. And we acknowledge you today. I thank you for each and every person who's listening by the sound and hearing my voice. I thank you for their health, Father. I thank you for their wealth. I thank you for their life. Father, I thank you for their salvation and deliverance right now. I thank you for making every provision available for them, spiritual, material, financial, emotional. Father, we thank you that they will find good success in the area of life, in business, and relationship. Let your word come alive today. Holy Spirit, use my voice. Use my mind. Use their ears to bring about success and fulfillment in their lives. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. Someone say hallelujah. Embracing success. And that's one of the things that the Bible tells us that we must, when we embrace the promises of God, we do it enthusiastically. Now, next week, you want to tune in with us again because we're going to talk again about how Israel, after they circled Jericho for 7 days, how they enthusiastically embraced the success that God had given them. But how many of you know there's a process to success? Let me say this again. There is a process to success. A lot of people just simply want to get success overnight. But success doesn't generally happen overnight. And this is why we're going through this series of studies on success. And we talked about how you have to take a new direction, how you have to make a journey to or toward success, how you have to receive the promises of God. And this week, how to embrace the promises of God, how to enthusiastically shout unto the Lord, hallelujah, as if it's already done. So some of you right now, you're waiting for God to do the complete work while you just sit on the sidelines. But if you've been following along with us, you see that Israel was commanded to do their part in achieving success. They had to follow the God's directions. They had to obey his instructions. They had to walk in obedience and faith. Hallelujah. And that's going to be required for each and every one of you listening today as well. So let's talk more today as we look at this lesson about embracing success, what it means to possess the promises of God. And so there in the first few verses of Joshua chapter 4, you see where we read that when the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan. If you were with us last week, it was entitled Crossing the Jordan, Receiving the Promises of God. So here it is. It's continuing with this journey to success thing, where now the entire nation has crossed over out of the old season in their life into a new season of life, leaving the old things behind and embracing the new things that are to come before them. Hallelujah. So when that had happened, after they obeyed the Lord and crossed over, Joshua instructed the people to now choose 12 men from among you, one from each tribe to represent each family in this nation. Take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan. Take up something to remind you of what God has just done in your life, to remind the future generation of the power of our God, the faithfulness of our God. Take 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests were standing, and carry them over with you. Thanks to God, there are some things from your journey that you need to take with you to remind you how God sustained you in your wilderness season. Remember Israel, one time remember that they had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and the clothes on their back never wore out. The shoes on their feet didn't wear out. God provided manna supernaturally for them. He provided water out of a rock. And now God is saying to Joshua and the children of Israel at this season, as they're about to embrace success, somebody said, embrace success. Yes, somebody may be getting a little enthusiastic right now because your struggle is almost over. Hallelujah. So he said, take 12 stones from right where the priests were standing. Take them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight. Tonight will be your first night where you are able to possess the promises that God has made. Oh, I'm believing today that for some of you listening, it may happen today, it may happen tonight, it may happen tomorrow, but it's going to happen if you obey the principles of God, that you're going to spend your first night in a new place of possession of the promises. You won't go to bed tonight thinking about what God can do. You're going to go to bed tonight thanking God for what he did. Somebody ought to praise God right there. That's a good place to say hallelujah. And so this is what God is saying to Joshua in Israel. So let's see what Joshua did in response to God's instructions. Let's see whether he was willing to embrace what God was saying to them. Verse 4 says, so Joshua called together the 12 men that he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and he said, go over before the ark of the Lord, your God, in the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to pick up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites. Why would they do this? Verse 6 says, to serve as a sign among you. Hallelujah. This is why I mentioned to you earlier, saints, that when we come out of this dry season, this winter season of barrenness in our life, that there's something from that season that you need to have to remind you of what God has done for you, what God is able to do, and how faithful our God is. So he says again in verse 6, these stones are to serve as a sign among you in the future. Someone said in the future. In the future, when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. Oh, thank God. Listen to me. This is very important because unless this generation, yes, those of you who are listening to my voice, mainly those who are maybe 30 and older, unless our generation embrace success and we take possession of the promises of God, we will have no memorials to leave to the next generation, to encourage them, to inspire them to continue to follow after God. And I'm afraid today that we live amidst a generation that almost know not the Lord. But I want to say now to those 30 and under, do not forget the Lord and all of his benefits. And I speak encouragement to those of us who have experienced the deliverance of God, who experienced the salvation of God, to use our memorial stones to remind our future generations of the goodness and the faithfulness of our God. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. And this is what God was asking Joshua to do, and this is so very important today. I feel the cry of this younger generation as they're looking to the future and trying to find hope. Let us, saints of God, who have experienced God, remind them through our memorial stones, through our journeys. Our life has not always been perfect, saints of God, but our life is being perfected. And this is what the younger generation needs to know. This is what they need to see. And this is why God was reminding Joshua to get these stones from your place of crossing over. So when you step out of the barrenness, out of your wilderness, out of your lostness, into the salvation of God, into the promise of God, so that it will inspire hope and obedience and faith from our future generation. Someone says embracing success. So this is one of the first things that God told Joshua to command the people to do, and today I encourage you today, children of God, to do the same. So here we go on. We continue now with this in verse number 8. It says, so the Israelites did as Joshua commanded them. Someone said they did as Joshua commanded them. They did not just say amen. They did what Joshua commanded. Saints, your word must become actions. in order to show God that you are ready to embrace the success that he has for you. That is, you can say amen, you can say it is so, you can say God, we will do, but unless you do what Israel just did, you will not possess the promises of God. And so let's take our time and walk in agreement with God's word and God's will so that we can no longer talk about what God has promised that he would do, but that we can triumphantly celebrate and open up our voices with a voice of triumph as we celebrate what God did. And so Israel, it says in verse 8 that the Israelites did as Joshua commanded them. They took 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, as the Lord had told Joshua, and they carried them over with them to their camp. This memorial stone will be a constant reminder as they sat there on their first night in possession of God's promises. They could look at these stones and say, oh God, I thank you how you brought us over. Hallelujah. So verse 9, it says, Joshua set up the 12 stones that had been in the middle of the Jordan at the spot where the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant had stood. And they are there to this day. Verse 10. Now let's see how they're going to continue to embrace God's success by supporting the continued mission of God in their life. Because just entering into the land was not the complete fulfillment of God's promise. He said that they would inherit all the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Jebusites, all the different ites that you see listed in the Bible. So here they are tonight, spending the first night in the promise, but the success has not fully been achieved yet. And this is why I want you to know, saints, once you make the step out of your misery into your miracle, understand that God is not finished yet. Almost, once you create this mentality or this mindset of success, you can act like you've been there before. Hallelujah. Because, saints, you have to visualize the success in your mind in order for it to actualize in your life. Let me say that one more time. This is why we're taking a series of studies on success instead of just doing one message on success, because we want the repetitive nature of this message to create a mentality of success so that you can receive the actuality of your success. And this is where Israel has finally gotten to. This journey began 40 years ago, thanks to God. But now is the possession time. And I want to believe that this year, 2016, is the year of good success for you. This is the year for those of you who can receive this message, who have submitted themselves to God and said, I'm ready to embrace what you have called me to do, God. I'm ready to do what you told me to do. I'm ready to go forward, support your vision, God. I don't want to follow my own vision. I want to follow your vision. And this is what has to happen if we're going to embrace the promises that God has given us. We have to accept, and that is we must consent to receive them. We must receive them with his approval or with his favor. Second thing we must do, and write these things down if you're taking notes. If you're embracing the promises of God, let me start giving it again. Number one, you must accept God's promises, which means to consent to receive them. Second thing you must do is support God's promises. And that is you must give assistance and enable support for the plan to come to pass. You're going to see that there were certain tribes in Israel that had promised to render their support unto Joshua's commandment to enter into the promise, even though their camp would be on the opposite side of the Jordan. They were willing to support the cause of God. Hallelujah. So how many of you need to realize today that what God wants to do in your life is not just for you? Hallelujah. So one of the tests for embracing the promises of God is, what are you willing to do to help support the complete vision of God, even if it's unrelated directly to your own promise? Hallelujah. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus, right there. So saints, God is not living in a vacuum, and he's not only will to pour out his favor upon your life. He wants to pour out his favor upon all of his children. And so I believe in supporting the causes that God has for the entire body of Christ. So so that the kingdom of God can be established and expanded all around the world. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. For this is what it means to possess the kingdom. We're all going to inherit the kingdom of God. And if we're going to inherit the kingdom of God, saints, as children of God, then we must support the kingdom of God. That means you must support all of those who are working and striving and preaching and proclaiming and living by kingdom principles in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone said to me, I'm ready to embrace success and possess the promises of God. I'm ready to act by accepting and supporting the kingdom willingly, and I'm ready to do it enthusiastically today. If you're ready to do that thing, somebody say, amen. So now we have made a declaration. Now let's put our words into action. Let's see what continues to happen with Israel in this particular account. I pray you're being blessed by this right now, thanks to God. So it says in verse 10, the priest who carried the ark remained standing in the middle of the Jordan until everything the Lord commanded, just as Moses had directed Joshua. Then the people hurried over. Somebody said they hurried over. This is the enthusiasm they showed. They didn't just say, well, I'm not sure that the waters may come back upon us. No, they embraced the promises of God. They embraced their success. They embraced the accomplishment of what God had promised he would do in their lives. Saying, every step of your journey, you ought to take a moment to pause and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for where you brought me from. I may not be all the way there yet, but God, I thank you that I'm closer than I've ever been before. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. So it says again that the children of Israel hurriedly, the people hurried over as soon as all of them had crossed. The ark of the Lord and the priests came to the other side while the people watched. Then the men of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh crossed over, ready for battle. This is what I'm telling you about. You must be willing to support the continued vision of God. Just getting out of jail is not success. Living successfully out of jail or bondage is the success that God wants you to achieve in your life. Just getting healed is not the success. He wants you to maintain wholeness and produce wholeness in your life. Every area of your life, physically, emotionally, financially. So hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. So here the children of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh were ready for battle in front of the Israelites, just as Moses had directed them. Verse 13, about 40,000 armed for battle crossed over before the Lord to the plains of Jericho for war. Hallelujah. Remember, God did not tell them that they would just possess a piece of land on the other side of Jordan. They were going to possess the entire land of the Canaanites. And the first place that they were going to possess was Jericho. So the people had to be prepared for battle. Thanks to God. This is why your celebration can't last too long, just because now God has released you. Now it's time for you to be prepared for the battle of dispossessing your enemies in order for you to fully possess all that God had promised to you. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. And so here we are, the children of Israel, are continuing to obey the word of God. So here we are, verse 14. Let's see what happens. It says, that day, somebody said to me, that day. That day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they stood in awe of him all the days of his life, just as they had stood in awe of Moses. Then the Lord commanded to Joshua, command the priests carrying the ark of the Lord to come up out of the Jordan. Come on, ministers, it's time for us to step up. It's time for us to step to the forefront. It's time for us to come out of our ways, time to come out of our tradition. It's time to come out of our vision and step into the vision of God. For where there is no vision from the Lord, the people perish. See, we can come up with all grand schemes and grandiose ideas about our vision for ministry, our particular churches, but no matter how grandiose your idea may be, it is not the vision of God for the kingdom of God. It is not something that God is asking us to embrace today. Yes, I'm speaking to those who say, Lord, I'm ready to come out of the same old thing. I'm ready to enter into this new thing. Lord, I'm ready right now, this day, I'm ready for you to exalt me that I may embrace the success that you have for my life. So this is what God is saying to Joshua and Israel, and it's the same God that we serve today, saints. So the priest came out of the river carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And no sooner had they set their feet on the dry ground Then the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and ran at flood stage. I want to talk about something right there for just a moment, Saint. Because most of us, we stand on the other side of the Jordan. And we're saying, Lord, we're believing that you're going to deliver us. God, we're standing on the other side of the Jordan, and we're saying, God, when are you going to deliver us? And God is still saying, when are you going to step into the floodwaters? Why are you waiting and expecting me to stop the floodwaters, and you're not willing to step in? Oh, some of you right now may be understanding what God is saying to you. Whatever you're asking God to do, God is waiting on you to take the first step. He had told the priest that until you step into the floodwaters will stay floodwaters. But once you step into the floodwaters, the waters will stop, and the people were allowed to cross over on dry ground. This is where we're reading today, after the priest had obeyed God. Now, God is saying, now come out. The deliverance has taken place. The promise has began to be manifested in the people's lives. Now you can come out of the Jordan. And as soon as they came out, the flood waters began to rush again. Oh, saints, I'm here to tell you that with the Lord before you, there's no obstacle, there's no enemy, there's no opposition that will be able to block and stop the promises of God from being fulfilled in your life. Somebody ought to thank you, Jesus. Somebody say embrace. Somebody say embrace, because God wants you to embrace this message. He wants you to embrace the promises of God. He wants you to show intense interest. He wants you to have an eager enjoyment. He wants you to be prepared to open up your mouth with the voice of triumph today. So they came up out of the water, and the water stopped. On the 10th day of the first month, you can read the rest of it. It talks about how Joshua and the children of Israel went to camp at Gilgal in order to continue the fulfillment of God's promise for all of the possession of the land. And since before the God had dried up the Jordan before the people, Joshua reminded them, he said that God did to the Jordan what he had done to the Red Sea. See, I want you to key on that word did. This is not about what God would do. Now is the season to manifest and acknowledge God for what he has done in your life because of your obedience. Verse 24, we conclude today. It says, Joshua said, he did this, being that God. God did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear or reverence the Lord your God. Oh, saints, hallelujah. Somebody give God praise today. Are you ready today, saints? Yes, yes, yes. Are you ready to fully obey the Lord? For God has already proven himself. He has nothing else to prove to us. Now we have everything to prove to God about willing and ready to embrace the success that God has promised to us. It's your season, saints of God, to take possession of the things of God in this year. This is a time for you to acknowledge by establishing those memorial stones to remind yourself and to remind others of what God had did, just as Joshua said in conclusion, that God did this so that all the peoples might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that we might always fear and reverence the Lord. This is the next step in our series to success, saints, is embracing success by possessing the power of God. And here are the three steps that you need to do again. Number one, you must accept, that is to consent to receive, what God has promised. Secondly, you must support the vision of God to fulfill the promise, and you must do it enthusiastically. Saints, I pray that you can grab a hold of these three principles that will help us to be able to embrace our success as we continue in the series of success today. I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus today, saints of God. May this continue to be your year of good success in life, in business, and in your relationships. May the power of God be upon you. In the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. God bless you.